Members of the European Parliament fear that the new passenger name record agreement between the European Union and the United States, reached on June 28, 2007, fails to protect citizens' data. The European Parliament passed a resolution on July 12, 2007, on this agreement, expressing that the new deal still fails to offer an adequate level of data protection, and it has been concluded without any involvement of parliaments from both sides, lacking democratic oversight. While recognizing the difficult conditions under which the negotiations took place, MEPs regret that the EU-US agreement for the transfer of passenger name records is substantially flawed, in particular by open and vague definitions and multiple possibilities for exception. Even though Parliament welcomes the provision that existing data protection law for U.S. citizens or the U.S. Privacy Act will be extended administratively to EU citizens' data processed in America, MEPs felt there is still much more to be improved. Some of their main concerns regarding the new agreement are the handling, collection, use, and storage of personal data from air passengers by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is not founded on a legal agreement, but on non-binding assurances remitted in a letter which can be unilaterally changed. Regarding the purpose, PNR transfer is not limited to fighting terrorism. It can also be used for other unspecified additional purposes by the U.S. government. Concerning sensitive data, information regarding ethnic origin, political opinions, sex life of the individual will also be made available and can be used by the U.S. Homeland Security Department in exceptional cases. Regarding access, the fields of data which can be accessed from each PNR file have been reduced from 34 to 19, but the reduction is largely cosmetic due to the merging of data fields instead of actual deletion. Data can be retained for longer periods with the new agreement, from 3.5 years to 15. Besides that, PNR data will be kept for 7 years in an active analytical databases, leading to a big risk of massive profiling, contrary to EU principles. Parliament strongly opposes the fact that third countries in general may be given access to PNR data if adhering to specified conditions by the U.S. government. The EU has accepted not to interfere concerning the protection of EU citizens' PNR data shared by the U.S. with third countries. Finally, MEPs demanded the Commission to clarify Commissioner Frattini's statements regarding the possible creation of an EU PNR system to be used in Europe and called national parliaments of member states to examine the present draft agreement carefully. In its resolution of 12 July 2007, on the PNR agreement between the EU and the U.S. for the transfer of air passengers' data, the European Parliament states that the new PNR agreement fails to meet the objective of ensuring an adequate protection of personal data and procedural safeguards for EU citizens, as it is substantially flawed in terms of legal certainty, data protection, and legal redress for EU citizens. In particular, as a result of open and vague definitions and multiple possibilities for exceptions. The EP, while considering that adequate protection of the privacy and civil liberties of individual citizens and data quality controls are necessary if the sharing of data and information is to be a valuable and reliable tool in the fight against terrorism, strongly regrets the lack of democratic oversight of any kind, as the new PNR agreement, prompted by U.S. requirements, has been negotiated and agreed without any involvement of the European Parliament and leaving insufficient opportunity for national parliaments to exercise any influence over the negotiating mandate, to thoroughly assess the proposed new PNR agreement or to propose modifications to it. The EP is also concerned at the persistent lack of legal certainty as regards the consequences and scope of the obligations imposed on the airlines, as well as the legal relationship between the new PNR agreement and the U.S. Homeland Security Department letter. It criticizes discretion of the U.S. Homeland Security Department. As regards the legal framework, the EP is concerned that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's handling, collection, use, and storage of PNR data is not founded on a proper agreement, but only on a non-binding assurances that can be unilaterally changed by the department at any given moment, and that do not confer any rights or benefits on any person or party. It regrets the lack of clear purpose limitation given in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's letter on the assurances, which notes that PNR data may be used for the fight against terrorism and related crimes, but also for a range of unspecified additional purposes, notably for the protection of the vital interests of the data subject or other persons or in any criminal judicial proceedings or as otherwise required by law. Insists that passengers must be properly informed of the use of their data and their rights, especially the right to redress and the right to be informed on what basis a traveler is stopped, and that this obligation rests with the airlines. Believes that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Commission must take responsibility for the information provided to passengers. Recalls that the administrative agreement concluded between the EU and the U.S. must not have the effect of reducing the level of protection of personal data assured by member states' national legislation, and regrets that it will create further confusion as to the obligations of EU airlines and the fundamental rights of EU citizens. As regards data protection, the EP welcomes the provision that the U.S. Privacy Act will be extended administratively to EU citizens. Regrets the fact that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security reserves the right to introduce exemptions under the Freedom of Information Act, as well as the failure of the new PNR agreement to lay down precise criteria for the definition of the protection of personal data transferred to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which could be considered adequate according to EU standards. Deplores in this respect the fact that EU citizens' PNR data are to be treated solely according to U.S. law, without an adequacy assessment or any indication of the specific U.S. legislation applicable. Deplores the fact that the length of retention of PNR data will be extended from 3.5 years to 15 years, as well as this being retroactively applied to data collected under the previous PNR agreements. Strongly criticizes the fact that after a 15-year retention period consisting of a 7-year active and an 8-year dormant period, there is no guarantee that the data will be definitively deleted. Takes note of the reduction in data fields from 34 to 19, but points out that the reduction is largely cosmetic due to the merging and renaming of data fields instead of actual deletions. Notes with concern that sensitive data or personal data revealing racial or ethnic origin, political opinions, religious or philosophical beliefs, trade union membership, and data concerning the health or sex life of individuals will be made available to the Department of Homeland Security, and that these data may be used by the Department of Homeland Security in exceptional cases. Is concerned that data will be kept for 7 years in an active analytical databases, leading to a significant risk of massive profiling and data mining, which is incompatible with basic European principles and is a practice still under discussion in the U.S. Congress. Regarding sharing of information, the European Parliament regrets the failure of the new PNR agreement to define precisely which U.S. authorities may access the PNR data. Is concerned that the envisaged transfer of analytical information flowing from PNR data from the U.S. authorities to police and judicial authorities in the member states and possibly to Europol and Eurojust outside the framework of specific judicial procedures or police investigations. As mentioned in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's letter, since this should only be allowed in accordance with the existing EU-U.S. agreements on mutual legal assistance and extradition. Strongly opposes the provision that third countries in general may be given access to PNR data if adhering to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security specified conditions, and that third countries may exceptionally, in unspecified emergency cases, be given access to PNR data without assurances that the data will be handled according to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security level of data protection. Regrets the fact that the EU has accepted to other U.S. domestic governmental authorities in relation to specific cases and in proportion to the nature of the case. Regrets that the new PNR agreement lacks any indication as to which U.S. authorities may access the PNR data, and that the purposes set out in Article 1 of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security letter are very broad. As regards the European PNR system, notes that the new PNR agreement makes reference to a possible future PNR system at the level of the EU or in one or more of its member states, and the provision that any PNR data in such a system may be made available to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Demands that the Commission clarify the state of play with regard to an EU PNR system, including making available the feasibility study it is pledged to undertake. The EP calls on the Commission to substantiate A. The operational need and purpose of collecting PNR data at the point of entry into EU territory. B. The added value of collecting PNR data in the light of the already existing control measures at the point of entry into the EU for security purposes, such as the